all adventure fans. Calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
The makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those two delicious nourishing cereals that are shot from guns, now bring you another thrilling Dick Tracy detective adventure. And there go the big guns, reminding us all that puffed wheat and puffed rice actually are shot from guns right in the Quaker plant. Nourishing grains of sun-ripened wheat and rice are loaded into the guns, and then they're exploded to 8 times their normal size. That's what makes puffed wheat and puffed rice so specially easy to digest, so that you get their trigger-fast food energy much more quickly and easily. And that's important if you want to think fast and act fast like Dick Tracy does. And if you're a loyal Dick Tracy fan and friend, check up on the pantry at least twice a week to make sure there's always some puffed wheat or puffed rice there. Look to see at the end of today's program. And if there isn't one of those famous red and blue packages in the pantry now, ask Mother to order some from the grocer's. She's sure to be glad when you remind her of something so specially good for breakfast. And then you and Mother and Dad can join the thousands of happy families who enjoy Quaker puffed wheat or Quaker puffed rice every day. And be sure you have your pencil and paper ready for today's secret messages. Get them now. When Dick Tracy closed the case involving the Baron and the substratosphere airplane plans, he paid a visit to Scotland Yard, and here the great detective found a new mystery. Dryden Small, the well-known Egyptologist, was returning to America with certain treasures which he had discovered in the ancient tomb of Tutankhamun. Small had reason to believe that someone was trying to kill him, and Tracy was asked to protect him on the voyage to America. Sitting in Small's cabin the first night out, Dick and Pat were startled to see a strange face peering in at their window.
Mr. Tracy!
What's the matter, Small? What's wrong?
Look there at the window. The man with the yellow face.
So what?
Dick, great Scott, look. That awful face at the window.
It's gone now. Come on, Pat. We've got to find out who it is.
Yes, and why are we standing through that window?
Oh, don't leave me alone. Don't leave me alone.
We'll be back in a moment. Here, through this door, Pat. That'll bring us out on deck.
I don't see anyone.
No, neither do I. We'd probably waste our time if we tried to find out who it was now. It's got too much of a head start, and it's too dark to recognize anyone. Come on, we might as well get back to the cabin. There are a few questions I want to ask Dryden Small.
You know, Dick, there's something about that tomb digger Robert that I don't like.
Well, we're here to protect him, not to make a friend of him, Pat. What I want to know is why he was so secretive. He hasn't told us the whole story by any means, Pat.
What's your theory, Dick? What do you think he's trying to conceal?
Well, I'm not sure. But I think perhaps he stole something from Tutankhamun's tomb, something which might be considered very sacred. And those who consider it so are trying to get it back. That's only a wild guess.
Well, it doesn't sound so wild to me.
Well, Mr. Small, we couldn't find a trace of your friend with the yellow face.
Mr. Tracy, I must say I'm surprised. You promised me protection and then you run off and leave me alone. Why, I might have been murdered.
Oh, nonsense. We were nearby and nothing could have happened to you.
I wish you wouldn't treat this so lightly. You may not realize it, Mr. Tracy, but I'm in very serious danger.
I don't treat any of my obligations lightly, Mr. Small.
I tell you, the people who are after me are very clever. Not only that, but they have at their command all the forces of evil and black magic.
Oh, so it's black magic now,
yes,
is it?
Yes, black magic and worse, perhaps. A curse has been set on me. I know it. I feel it. I'll never escape from it. Never.
Small, precisely what are you taking back to the States with you?
Oh, not a great deal. Some ancient pots and utensils used by the pharaohs, a fragment of the Great Seal, and also the mummy of Tutankhamun's second son.
The mummy is stored in the hold of the ship, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
And what else are you bringing back with you?
Nothing but those things I told you about.
Are you sure of that?
You don't believe me, do you?
To put it bluntly and briefly, no.
You think I'm holding back something from you, eh? Well, I'm not. I'm not, you hear? I've told you everything, everything. I don't know why they want to get me any more than you do. But I know they're after me, and you've got to help me.
I'm not so sure of that. I'm not so sure that I'm not going to rid myself completely of all responsibility in this case.
What? What do you mean?
I'll take the trouble to explain for the last time. When you go to a detective and ask his protection, you've got to tell that detective just what you're afraid of and what he's got to protect you against. Now, Mr. Small, don't withhold any information from me. Because in this case, too, it may mean the difference between life and death.
I've told you everything. I swear it.
Who's the man in the yellow face?
I don't know. I don't know any more about him than you do.
From the way you spoke of him, you've seen him before. The man with the yellow face, you said. Do you know him, Small? Have you seen him before?
Yes. Yes, I have.
You were right all the time, Dick. He was holding something back.
Where did you see him before?
Several times in Cairo and once in London. I don't understand it. I'm not sure I know how to explain it. But it seems I saw him every time I received one of those scarabs. Those scarabs which mean death and destruction for those who receive them. The only time I saw him in London was at the theater. The usher handed me a program as I came in. When I opened it, there, folded in between its leaves, was one of the scarabs. At that very moment, I happened to look up at the boxes. And looking down at me was the man with the yellow face.
What else do you know of the man with the yellow face?
Well, that's all.
I don't believe you, Mr. Small. You know who he is, and you know what he wants.
I tell you...
Now, let me warn you once again. If anything happens to you, you'll have only yourself to blame. Because when you had the chance, you wouldn't tell us everything you know. And now, shall we go down to dinner?
Coffee, sir?
Oh, yes, please. By the way, Small, do you still carry that pearl-handled pistol?
Yes, and I shall never part with it.
If you ask me, it's much too dainty to be any good.
I'm afraid it isn't very much to depend on.
This pearl-handled revolver has been with me a long time, Mr. Tracy. I intend to hold on to it.
Hello. The lights have gone out.
Dynamo must have failed or something.
Certainly pitch black in here.
Mr. Tracy! Tracy! In the name of heaven!
Small, where are you?
He's struggling with someone.
Help, Tracy, help!
If I could get my hands on whoever it is that... Got him. Give me a hand here, Pat.
It's so dark, can't see a thing.
I've got hold of someone.
Well,
can't see who it is.
There go the lights. They're on again.
Small. Oh. Why, I was holding you all the time.
Who do you think you were holding?
Well, all I could do in the dark was to reach out and grab.
My throat, it hurts. Someone tried to choke me.
Yes, there are marks in your throat, all right.
Grabbing hold of me did one thing, anyway. It scared him off.
Yes, Small. This time he was scared off. I wonder if I'll always get to you in time. I can't protect you from something that's nameless, you know. Something you won't tell us about.
I've told you everything.
Now, look here, Small. Tonight, you had an example of what might happen. And apparently, you're still unconvinced that telling me everything you know is the only sensible thing to do. Now, for the last time, will you talk up? Well, how about it?
I've told you the whole truth.
Very well. I've done my duty. I've warned you.
Dick.
Oh, hello, Pat. Where you been? Walking about on deck?
Yeah. Isn't it a beautiful night?
Yes, I suppose it is.
Hey, met a girl strolling about on deck. Miss Foster, her name is. Oh, boy, what a girl. She's swell platinum hair and... Say, what's the matter with you?
Huh? Oh, nothing.
You got something on your mind?
Yes, Pat. His name is Dryden Small.
Where is our friend Small? Or should I say our small friend?
In there.
Asleep?
Reading in bed, I think. Pat, I'm more than ever convinced that he's keeping something from us.
Hey, Dick, maybe the guy's on the level. Maybe we're just imagining things. Maybe someone is trying to get hold of some of the things he took from Tutankhamun's tomb. Small says they're very valuable.
They're valuable, all right. And that's one part of his story, I believe. But whatever the man with the yellow face is after, is more than just a few trinkets taken from Tutankhamun's tomb.
Well, I wouldn't spend too much time worrying about it. Our job is to see that Dryden Small reaches America safely. Once he puts foot on American soil, our job is done.
No, Pat. I'm afraid it isn't as simple as all that.
Well, why do you say that, Dick?
I've been telling Dryden Small that unless he tells me everything, I'm going to give up all responsibility for his safety. Of course, I'm not going to do that. Either while he's on this boat or after he lands.
But if he doesn't cooperate, why should you bother with him?
I've got to stay with Dryden Small until I'm sure that he's out of harm's way. We've had to protect uncooperative people before.
You know, Dick, there's something about this whole business that gives me the creeps.
Oh, it's not as bad as all that, Pat.
When we were chasing Max Gold or the Baron, we had something we could get our hands on. But what have we got here? Nothing but a face seen at the window. A figure that strikes in the dark. Yeah, Dick, I don't like it.
Well, I'm not exactly delighted myself, Pat. But we policemen have to learn one thing. Not to turn away when there's an unpleasant job to do. Doing the things we like to do is simple. Doing the things we don't like to do that proves whether or not we're men capable of holding down a man-sized job.
I guess you're right as usual. And I'm glad you jacked me up. Oh, look, Dick. It's my turn to sit up with Small tonight, but I was thinking that maybe...
Yes, Pat?
Well, you know, the girl I met on deck, Miss Foster, I said I'd meet her in the ballroom for a few dances at 10:30, and, well, I sort of wondered if...
All right, go ahead. How will you get back?
Thanks, Dick. I won't be very late.
That's Tracy.
What is it, Small?
Come into my bedroom one moment. There's something I want to show you.
What's the matter with you, man?
Hey, come.
He sure looks funny to me, Dick.
All right, come along, Pat.
In here. Look. The wall above my bed.
Holy mackerel, Dick. Look. Someone's writing a message on the wall. Look, it's being written right before our eyes.
You see it, too? I thought I was going crazy. It's an invisible hand writing something on the wall. I can't escape it, and you can't help me. This thing is too big for us. It's too powerful.
Oh, the saints preserve us.
Take it easy, you two. Let's see what the invisible hand is writing. There. It's evidently finished.
Yes. Look what it has written.
Your hour is at hand. Your end is near. The black pearl of Osiris must shine again.
Yes, yes. And look, there on the floor. It's another scarab, Tracy. Another scarab.
What is the meaning of the strange message on the wall? And how is it written? It's a puzzler, all right. But now it's time for the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting, the makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the specially delicious, nourishing cereals that are shot from guns, invite you to attend.
The 19th meeting will now come to order, and today the members of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol congratulate the Boy Scouts of America on their 28th anniversary.
Let's all stand at attention, patrol members, as a tribute to that great boys' organization.
Boy Scouts of America, we salute you.
Fine, Junior. And now, patrol members, have you got a pencil and paper ready for the special secret code message? All right, Junior, let's have the message.
Here it is. Prisoner 25932011. 26218171628163. 8181514. Did you get it? I'll repeat it again just to make sure. Ready? It's prisoner 25932011. 26218 17 16 20 8 16 3 8 18, 15, 4.
Now you can decode that secret message with your Dick Tracy secret code book. And remember what it says, patrol members. It's important.
You know, Dick Tracy wants you to be as good as he is at decoding messages. So we're sending you a secret message every day this week.
Be sure you have your code book, a pencil and some paper handy every day when you tune in on Dick Tracy. And listen, if you don't have a code book, join the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol now, so you won't miss all the swell secret detective activities and good times. Now, here's all you do to get your secret code book, your patrol pledge, and special badge. Just tear the tops off two packages of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice, or one of each. Be sure it's the top panel that says, Three Wrappings Guard Its Crispness. Then mail the two box tops with your name and address to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
And you have the time of your life in the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol.
So ask Mother to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's. Remember, they're the two delicious, nourishing cereals that are shot from guns to give you trigger-fast food energy.
Calling all adventure fans. Calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. That is all. Calling all adventure fans. Calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
The makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the two tempting, delicious, nourishing cereals that are shot from guns, now bring you another thrilling Dick Tracy detective adventure. Big guns. Hear them? Well, the next time you have a big dish of crisp, nourishing Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice for breakfast, remember the sound of the big guns, because those two delicious cereals are actually shot from guns. Sun-ripened grains of nourishing wheat and rice are loaded into the guns, and then these little kernels of grain are exploded to 8 times their normal size. That makes them look different and taste better than ordinary cereals. That special Quaker process makes puffed wheat and puffed rice specially easy to digest, so that you get trigger-fast food energy more quickly and easily. And you need lots of quick food energy if you want to be as fast on your feet as your friend Dick Tracy is. And here's a good idea. Puffed wheat and puffed rice are two different delicious flavors. So ask Mother to get a package of each at the grocer's. And then you and Mother and Dad can have Quaker puffed wheat for breakfast one morning and Quaker puffed rice the next. That really gives you variety, doesn't it? So look in the pantry today to see if one of those famous red and blue packages is there now. If it's Quaker puffed wheat, ask Mother to get a package of Quaker puffed rice. And if it's Quaker puffed rice, ask her to get some Quaker puffed wheat. And then you have both for a delightful change that thousands of wide-awake boys, girls, and grown-ups enjoy every day. And remember, fellows and girls, there's another secret code message at the end of the program today. So be sure you have your pencil, paper, and code book ready. Dick Tracy has been trying to protect Dryden Small, a well-known Egyptologist, from dark forces which seek his death. Small has received strange warnings, and several times his life has been attempted unsuccessfully due to the daring efforts of Dick Tracy. Both Dick and Pat are convinced that Small has kept from them the real reason for these mysterious attacks. In our last episode, we heard how a strange message, seemingly written by an invisible hand, had appeared on the wall above Small's bed.
Let's see what the invisible hand is writing. Your hour's at hand. Your end is near. The black pearl of Osiris must shine again.
Yes, yes, and look there on the floor. It's another scarab, Tracy. Another scarab.
Yes, so I see. Another symbol of death and destruction.
Why don't you do something? But it's no use. You can't fight the supernatural. They told me there was a curse upon the tomb of Tutankhamun. I should never have gone into it. All the others who have been in it have come to sudden death.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, Small. There's nothing supernatural here.
I know, but Dick, the writing on the wall, we saw the message being written.
Yes, sir. And now look, it's beginning to fade. Ghost writing, that's what it is. The handwriting of a ghost.
Oh, come, come, Small. Pull yourself together. This isn't the work of a ghost. The man with the yellow face, whoever he may be, paid a visit to this cabin in our absence.
How do you know he was here?
Why, it's simple enough. The scarab on the floor, he left it there. The handwriting on the wall, he put it there.
No, no, no. He might have put the scarab there, but the handwriting, that couldn't have been done by anybody human. We saw the message being written, and there was no one here.
Of course there wasn't. The message was written before we got here. We saw it when we turned on the bed lamp.
I don't get it, Dick.
Pat, put your hand over that lamp, about 6 inches away.
All right. I've got it there now.
What do you feel?
Nothing but heat.
Ah, precisely, heat. The heat from the lamp. Do you recall ever having used heat in connection with invisible messages before, Pat?
Oh, why, sure. Say, I get it. This message was written in invisible ink and couldn't be seen until the heat of the lamp brought it out on the wall.
Go to the head of the class, Pat. That's exactly what happened here. The man with a yellow face wrote his message in invisible ink. Small came in, turned on the lamp, and in half an hour or so, the heat from the lamp brought the message out. There's your supernatural for you, Mr. Small.
You make it sound simple.
It is simple. If the rest of this case were as simple as that handwriting, we'd have no problem. But it's not simple, Small, because you choose to make it difficult.
I choose to make it difficult?
Yes. You refuse to tell us all you know about this. You refuse to tell us what we've got to know if we're to protect you against the man with the yellow face. There's a definite reason why you're being followed. There's a definite reason for these attempts on your life, such as the one in the dining salon tonight. There's some reason for these scarabs and that message on the wall. Now, what is it?
I'm sorry, but I don't know any more than I've told you.
And I've told you once, and I'll tell you again, that you're not being entirely truthful.
Now, look here.
I want you to tell me the meaning of that message about the Black Pearl of Osiris.
Yeah, that was a queer one. What is the Black Pearl of Osiris anyway, Dick?
I don't know about the Black Pearl, Pat. I do know, however, that Osiris was a god worshipped by the ancient Egyptians. And that even today, there are certain secret societies which still worship him.
Hmm. Your knowledge of Egyptian history is remarkable, Tracy.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know quite enough. But you know what I want to know, Small. What is the Black Pearl of Osiris? I demand an answer.
I don't know, Tracy. I swear it. If I knew, don't you think I'd tell you? I feel rather faint. I wonder if one of you would mind going up on deck with me. Just for a little while.
Well, I had a date with her.
All right, Pat, you'll have to forget your date. I've got to see the captain at once. You'll have to stay with Small. Keep close to him on deck and don't let him out of your sight.
Okay. I hope I get a chance to explain to that girl that I didn't mean to disappoint her. You feel better now, Small?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Patton, the air is doing me good.
Looks like we're going to have a fog. You can see wisps of it floating past the binnacle light up there.
Yes.
You know, Small, you really ought to come clean with Tracy.
Patton.
Yeah?
That man leaning against the rail. He just looked this way, and his face...
Well, what about his face?
I'm not sure, but it looked yellow.
Nah, take it easy. Don't start getting jittery. Don't begin seeing a yellow face in every passenger on this ship.
Look, he's moving away from the rail. He's disappearing into the fog. What was that? Something dropped at our feet.
Yeah, I heard it. Let me see. Hey, here it is. Why, see, it looks like a scarab.
A scarab? A pattern. It's another warning. That was the man with the yellow face.
Yeah, we'd better get down and get to your cabin. I'll get in touch with Tracy.
No. Not back to the cabin. I'm afraid to go there. Let's stay in the open.
Okay, but I better get Tracy here as quick as I can. Come on over by the light.
What are you going to do?
Well, Dick's in the captain's cabin. I'm going to send him a message. A message in code.
Well, come in, Mr. Tracy. Glad to see you.
How are you, Captain?
Worried, Tracy. Very much worried. I'm glad you're here. I don't like the things that have been happening on this ship of mine.
Well, I'm sorry about the need for searching the ship, but you must understand, Captain, that at any moment, one of your passengers may be, well, put out of the way.
That isn't what I refer to, Tracy. There are other things that are wrong.
Such as?
Well, have you heard about what's been going on down in the hold?
The hold?
Mm-hmm.
I know. What's happened down there?
One of the crew, a fellow named Weeks, was found about an hour ago, totally unconscious.
Unconscious?
Yes, lying in the door of the storage room. Not a strong fellow. As a matter of fact, he has a weak heart. That's why we have him down there. All he does is check the books and little odd jobs like that, you know.
Yes, but what made him unconscious?
Well, according to his story, Tracy, as he was approaching the storage room, he noticed the door was open, which was unusual. As he began to investigate, he suddenly saw, standing in the doorway itself, a strange-looking figure. The next thing he remembers, he was lying on a cot, and the ship's doctor was working over him.
Huh. He's not given to seeing things, is he?
I don't think so. He's a stable, dependable fellow. At any rate, he's never seen things before.
Well, in that case, I don't think it'd be a bad idea to investigate that storage room. Now, about the search for the man with the yellow face, Captain.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about that, Tracy. We don't seem to be making much progress. Matter of fact, Tracy, we're not making any progress at all.
Yes, I was afraid of that.
Oh, excuse me. Come in.
There's a message for Mr. Tracy, sir.
Oh, give it here. Where did you get this?
It was given to me by a gentleman down on deck A, sir.
Thank you. Excuse me, Captain.
Yes, certainly.
It's a code message from Pat. Prisoner 20, 21, 12, 16, 7, 10, 18, 22. Will you excuse me, Captain? I've got to join Mr. Patton on deck immediately.
Nothing wrong, is there, Tracy?
I don't know. That's what I want to find out. And I've got to find out fast.
Well, I'll go along with you, Tracy. I've got to go up to the bridge, and this will be on my way.
Glad to have your company, Captain, but let's hurry.
We can take this companionway here, Tracy. It leads down to deck A.
Fine.
Here we are. Dick, eh? I don't see Mr. Patton, do you?
No, but this fog is getting thicker. Mm-hmm. He may be down at the other end. Come on.
Well, I'll leave you here, Tracy.
Man overboard! Man overboard!
Yes. Man overboard, Tracy. Get down there as fast as you can. I'll see to ordering the boats over the side.
Right.
Man overboard! Man overboard!
Hey, you there. Where is he?
Oh, he's there. He's sick. Man overboard!
Dryden's small. What's happened here?
The man with the yellow face. Patton.
Yes, what happened?
Overboard. Patton was thrown overboard.
What? Pat overboard?
Wait, Tracy, what are you doing? Why are you taking off your coat?
Why do you think? I'm going after Pat.
Stop! Don't! Another man overboard! Another man!
Ooh, Tracy, they'll both be drowned! Patton and Tracy, too!
Will Dick save Pat? Or has the detective's friend been swallowed up by the black waters in the night? Dick will save him if anyone can. But now the makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those two popular, delicious, quick energy-giving cereals that are shot from guns, invite you to attend another meeting of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol. Here comes Dick Tracy Jr. now.
The 20th meeting will now come to order, patrol members. And let's be sure we all have pencils and paper ready to take down today's secret code message.
Are you going to give Dick Tracy's friends the message that Pat sent Dick today, or have you a special secret patrol message, Junior?
Oh, both, Mr. Quaker Man. First, I'm going to repeat the message that Pat sent to Dick Tracy.
Good. Are you ready, patrol members? Here it is.
Prisoner 20, 21, 12, 16. 7, 10, 18, 20... Two.
Once more, Junior, to make sure everyone got it.
All right, Mr. Quaker Man. It's prisoner 20, 21, 12, 16, 7, 10, 18, 20, 2.
Fine. And now what's the special patrol message, Junior?
Here it is. Are you all ready? It's Buffalo 21, 12, 14, 10, 12, 4. 10, 20, 13, 3, 6, 10, 20, 13, 3, 21. 1, 8, 14, 5.
Better repeat that one too, Junior, I think.
Okay. Ready, everyone? It's Buffalo 21, 12, 14, 10, 12, 4. 10, 20, 13, 3. 6, 10, 20, 13, 3, 21. 1, 8, 14, 5.
Well, that sounds very important, Junior.
It is. It's a special order for patrol members.
But how about the fellows and girls who aren't members and can't decode the messages?
Well, we can't very well give away the patrol secret.
Of course not. I can't imagine any real wide-awake boy or girl not joining, can you?
Not unless they don't know how to join on the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol. So maybe you better tell them, just in case there are some fellows and girls listening in for the first time.
Good idea. Well, here's how you can join the patrol and get the secret code, the patrol pledge, and the membership badge so you don't miss any of the fun. Just tear the tops off two packages of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice, or one of each. Put them in an envelope with your name and address printed on a plain piece of paper and mail them to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Then you get in on all the secret detective activities, too.
And Dick Tracy sends you a secret code book, a patrol pledge, and a special badge, all free. Tell Mother how those nourishing, delicious cereals are shot from guns to make them specially easy to digest. So ask her to get you some Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's.
Calling all adventure fans. Calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. That is all. Adventure fans. Calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
The makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those two tasty, nourishing cereals that are shot from guns, now bring you another thrilling Dick Tracy adventure. And there's the sound of the big guns in the Quaker plant, where they're making puffed wheat and puffed rice for the thousands of happy families who enjoy something specially good for breakfast every day. You know, breakfast is a very important meal. It follows the longest stretch between meals and comes just before you start your active day. That calls for lots of real food energy. And that, in turn, calls for nourishing puffed wheat and puffed rice. That's why they're shot from guns. A special Quaker process explodes each grain of wheat and rice to 8 times its normal size. The tiny, hard-to-digest food cells are unlocked for you so that you can use their trigger-fast food energy easily and quickly. So have Quaker puffed wheat or Quaker puffed rice for breakfast often. Try them turnabout. Puffed wheat one day, puffed rice the next. You know, there's a good idea for you to tell Mother about. She's always trying to give you and Dad something different that you really enjoy and that's specially good for you, too. Well, with Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice, you have two delicious flavors for a taste variety that the whole family goes for. So tell Mother about it and ask her to get some Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice at the grocer's. And then you can change flavors every day and still be getting the trigger-fast food energy you need to be as quick in thought and action as Dick Tracy is. And remember, patrol members, there's another secret code message for you at the end of today's program. So be sure you have your pencil, paper, and secret code book ready. An unknown assailant called the Man with the Yellow Face has threatened the life of the well-known Egyptologist, Dryden Small. Yesterday, we heard how Dick had received a code message from Pat, who was walking on Deck A with Dryden Small. As Dick and the ship's captain hurried to Deck A, someone cried, "Man overboard!" It seems Pat, fighting hand to hand with the Man with the Yellow Face, had been thrown overboard. The brave and courageous detective leaped over the side after his friend. Will he save him, or will he too meet death in the black waters of the ocean?
Get lifeboat 4 on the side.
All right, sir. Station 4. Station 4.
The attention just went enough to pass.
Hey, what? Come along, man. We've got to get that lifeboat over the side at once.
It's being loaded now, sir.
Good, good. Come along. Come along.
You see them out there? Steady.
Keep a level as she lowers. Watch them in smartly. There are 2 men overboard. Crazy as fast.
Cover those ducks far enough. Man the oars, men. Good luck, men. Good luck. You've got to bring them back. Thank goodness they're keeping their searchlights going.
Right, sir. I don't see. Hold on, sir. They're serving to port. 2 points on the port bow, sir.
This way! Help!
Mr. Tracy and Pat. Pull out, men.
Right, sir.
Side of them. Heave away there.
Heave, I heave.
Stand by on the bow, bosun, to help him board.
Aye, aye, sir.
Oars.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Tracy. We've got you, sir. We've got you.
Take Patton. He's out.
Right, sir, right. Pull him in, boys. Pull him in.
Now, lend him a hand.
Here
we are.
All right, you're next, Mr. Tracy. Grab hold, sir. Grab hold.
Easy.
Up you come, sir. Up you come. Over.
Thanks. There we are. Well, that water's cold. How's Patton?
Hey, he'll be all right, Tracy. Suffering from cold and shock, most likely. But we'll get him back to the ship at once. And pull away together. Stroke. Stroke. Stroke.
Well, Dick, I guess I owe my life to you once again.
Someone else would have pulled you out if I hadn't been there, Pat.
But no one else did. That's the point.
Now that you're able to talk, Pat, tell me, what happened up there on deck?
Well, Small and I noticed someone whom we took to be the Man with the Yellow Face. I immediately sent you that message asking you to come up on deck. Well, after the steward left with the message, Small and I walked aft along Deck A when suddenly a figure slipped out of the shadows. He was on us before I could get set. He knocked Small to the deck, and then I grappled with him. Dick, I've never met anyone so powerful in all my life. I couldn't do a thing against him. He was so strong that he actually picked me up bodily and heaved me overboard.
I don't suppose you got a good look at him, Pat?
No, Dick, I didn't. Everything happened so quickly.
This man, Dryden Small, He knows why he's being hounded, Pat. He knows what the man with the yellow face is after. I'm convinced he also knows who the man with the yellow face is.
Well, why don't we just wash our hands of the whole matter, Dick?
Now, you know we can't do that, Pat, even though I told Small I would. But there's something I can do. I can have this out with Dryden Small. So far, we've managed to protect him, but we can't go on this way. We've got to make that fellow realize that the closer we get to America, the more desperate our adversary will become. Come on, we might as well have this out right now.
Yeah, but the doctor said he was sleeping.
I can't help that. I wonder who that is. Come in. Well, Captain, come in.
I don't mean to disturb you, Mr. Tracy, but something terrible has happened.
Well, what is it, Captain?
The thing I've been dreading has come at last. You recall earlier this evening I spoke of one of the crew being found unconscious in the storage room. He was a man with a weak heart, I said.
Yes, yes, I remember. He's the man who claimed to have seen a figure standing in the door of the storage room.
Yes, well, he insisted on going on with his work in the storage room. He's had another shock, Tracy. One that may be fatal.
Another heart attack?
Yes. From what I know, I'm convinced he was scared into his present state.
I see. Where's the victim now?
He's still down in the storeroom. The doctor is giving him first aid, trying to revive him.
Pat, you stay with Dryden Small.
Yeah?
I'm going down to that storage room with the captain. Those two things may be linked up. I don't know how, but they may be.
Okay, Dick. But don't worry about me. I'll be all right.
Here, take my gun. You may need it since you lost yours overboard.
All right, thanks.
And don't let Small out of your sight.
Oh, I won't.
Come along, Captain.
Right.
If what you say is true, we may have to make new plans at once to trap the man we're looking for.
Well, Doctor?
He's still in a deep coma, Captain. I haven't been able to do a thing for him. I'm afraid he must be taken to the ship's hospital.
Oh, very well, Doctor, very well.
I've already sent for a stretcher.
Splendid. Give him the best of care. I tell you, Tracy, it was something the man saw.
Captain, may I suggest that your men make a thorough search of the hold at once, especially the storage room?
I've already seen to that, Tracy.
What you told me this evening about the strange apparition this man saw may certainly have something to do with this. Perhaps it was the man with the yellow face. By the way, what's that thing over there?
That? That's the mummy case Dryden Small is bringing back to America. I believe it contains the mummy of Tutankhamun's second son. Frankly, Tracy, I'd feel much happier if Tutankhamun never had a second son.
Yes. A mummified passenger isn't altogether pleasant.
What I'm worried about is the effect of all this on the crew, Tracy. They talk a great deal. Too much, perhaps. Rumors get around, you know. Before you know it, your ship has a bad name. I don't like it.
I can well understand that.
Ah, here comes the mate. Have you found anything?
No, nothing, sir. Not a thing. The men are still going over everything, though, just to be sure.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Tracy, there doesn't seem to be much either of us can do here. Do you care to join me in my cabin? A little coffee, perhaps? Some sandwiches?
Yes, I'd enjoy it very much. But I feel the most important place for me to be right now is back in Dryden Small's cabin.
All right, I'll have the coffee sent there.
Hey, Dick, sir.
This way, Captain. Dryden Small's stateroom is down this way.
Yes. You know, Tracy, it certainly is reassuring to have you on board this trip. I'd hate to have all these bizarre things happening without you here to help clear them up.
Well, I haven't cleared them up, Captain.
No, but I know your reputation. I have absolute confidence in you, Tracy.
Well, thank you. This is really one of the most puzzling cases I've ever encountered.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I ever had so little of a tangible nature to work with. There's so many things I'd like to know. I'd give a great deal, for instance, to know what the Black Pearl of Osiris is and where it is. I'd like to know why the man with the yellow face is so anxious to get hold of it. To make it brief, Captain, I'd like to know what it's all about.
That is all that, eh? Well, I'll say this, Tracy. I'll be a very much relieved man when this ship docks at New York.
I dare say. Well, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Pat must be in the bedroom.
Yes, he,
I have told you this before.
Wait a minute. Voice, strange voice. Listen.
I have no desire to discuss this matter with you at any length. All I ask from you is that you tell me where the Black Pearl is, the Black Pearl of Osiris.
I don't know, I tell you. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Your friend, Dryden Small, practiced the same deception. He, too, pretended ignorance of the Black Pearl of Osiris. You see what has happened to him. The same thing will happen to you. This pearl-handled revolver of his may not be very impressive-looking, but I rather think if it is well-aimed and skillfully handled, it can be deadly indeed.
Now listen, I'm telling you...
You will tell me nothing but what I want to know. Where is the Black Pearl of Osiris? answer, you white devil, or it will be the worse for you.
Great heavens, Tracy. What's going on in there?
It's evident that Pat's on the spot. I've never heard that voice before, but I'll bet it's the man with the yellow face.
What can we do?
Have you a gun?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I. I gave mine to Patton.
I can get one, though.
No, there's no time. We've got to work quickly.
But you can't do anything against that man without a gun.
Time grows short, my friend. Answer me quickly. I refuse to waste further words with you.
Now, listen. I'm telling you the truth. Why should I lie to you? I don't know where the black pearl you're talking about is.
This little pearl-handled revolver is about to speak. I do not think you would care to hear its voice.
Now, I tell you, you've got me all wrong. I don't know any more about that black pearl than you do, or Tracy does. We tried to get Dryden Small to tell us, but he wouldn't.
Very well, my friend. I see you are not only stubborn, but reckless of your life. And so it
ready,
becomes
Captain.
Necessary
anything,
for
anything.
To...
What are you going to do?
Pull a bluff, Captain, pull a bluff.
Kill you. And believe me, my friend, you could have avoided it if you had wanted to. However, you forced my hand, and so...
Dick! Dick!
There you are. Drop that gun, or I'll drop you.
Who is the man with the yellow face, and will Tracy succeed in bluffing him? What is the mystery of the Black Pearl of Osiris? We'll soon know. But now the makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those two delicious nourishing cereals that are shot from guns, invite you to attend the meeting of the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol. And here's Dick Tracy, Jr., your patrol president now.
The 21st meeting will now come to order. And today I have another secret code message for you patrol members.
So get your pencil and paper ready, fellows and girls.
You know, one reason why we're sending you these secret messages every day is that Dick Tracy wants you to be able to use the code as easily and as quickly as he does. That's important.
And that's why you should send at least one code message to every patrol member you know every day. That's the way to get good at it, and it's a lot of fun. But now, get ready for today's secret message from Dick Tracy.
Here it is. It's football, 10, 11, 7, 17, 11, 26. 17, 9, 12, 25. 5, 17, 6, 15. 11, 25, 13, 3, 26.
Did you get it? Repeat it, Junior, to make sure.
Okay. Here you are. It's football. 10, 11, 7, 17, 11, 26. 17, 9, 12, 25. 5, 17, 6, 15. 11, 25, 13, 3, 26.
And remember, fellows and girls, that's a real message from Dick Tracy to you. Follow those instructions because something very important is about to happen.
And if you or any of your friends are missing all the fun we're having, tell them how to join the patrol right away.
You know, you just mail two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops, or one of each with your name and address, to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago. Then you're a full-fledged member. You get the secret code book, the Dick Tracy pledge, and the patrol member's badge.
And don't forget to form your own active Dick Tracy patrol. It tells you how to win the secret code book.
And then you're a patrol leader, and Dick Tracy sends you the special patrol leader's badge to wear with your regular badge. And say, patrol members, have you been promoted to the rank of sergeant or lieutenant yet? It's a real honor to wear one of those officer's badges, you know. Look it up in your code book and start now to win your promotion. Show Dick Tracy the kind of stuff you're made of. There go the big guns to remind you that Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are actually shot from guns to give you lots of trigger-fast energy in two different delicious cereals that thousands enjoy every day. And if there isn't any puffed wheat or puffed rice in your pantry now, be sure to ask Mother to order some for you at the grocer's.
Calling all adventure fans. Calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. That is all.